Angie.
Patience!
How you doing?
Do you know what? This is another week where we have had zero contact via a few text messages.
It's because you told me last week you had a mental week. So I sort of left you to it.
What, this week? As in, yeah, last week.
On the record last Monday, yes. You were like, I have got one of those weeks coming up.
Mm.
So I just thought, if Patty's got time to chat, she'll get in touch. But I realised it was manic, so I just left you to it.
You just thought, fuck her.
No, I thought, she's got a manic week. She knows I'm here if she needs me. She knows I'm here if she needs to chat.
Yes.
But I didn't want to be another thing where it was like, oh, I miss Patty's call. I need to call her back.
She's needs to leave me alone.
I've told her on the pod I've got a shit ton to do this week. Why is she phoning me?
No, I think before we go any further this podcast.
Oh, shit.
We need to note and flag up the fact that you have become an Apple Watch wanker.
AWW, if you will.
An AWW, if you will.
I have well and truly upped my wanking game.
Honestly, I was literally like, Pat Sheens has gone from someone who mainly sat around, didn't really move, got up from bed, sat on the sofa, worked, and didn't really do a lot else.
Yeah.
To swimming 20 million lengths, lifting weights.
Yeah.
Getting an Apple Watch,
yeah.
Showing the ring closures on the Instagram,
yeah.
Full wanker mode has begun.
I tell you what, the shit I have got in my inbox.
Good. I am pleased about that.
Also, Lucy Loves Rich, who has been an all-time listener of ours. So I shared yesterday on Instagram, on my own personal Instagram, my swimming that I did.
Yes, yes.
Which tells you the stroke.
Yeah.
Which shows you the stroke. Lucy Loves Rich sent me a message saying, didn't you and Ange a few weeks ago take the piss out of breaststrokers?
Yep.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah. Yep.
People in glass houses should not throw stones.
That is it. You should not have been throwing any stones because now they're going to be launching rocks at your face.
Also, Michelle, my friend Solly,
yes.
Who you know you've met, it was her friend Jane that sent in the thing about Apple Watches, people at the start of classes.
Yeah.
She sent me a message saying, oh, God, you've joined the crew. Yeah. Solly's going to be over the moon.
I mean, all jokes aside, I actually think it's brilliant. I do.
Thanks.
Although you are now displaying a lot of wankery behaviours, which is concerning at times.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think it's brilliant. And I think, you know, you wanting to sort of just try and, you know, up your exercise game and just look after yourself a bit more, I think it's, like, I actually think it's brilliant. And I know that the novelty of the watch, although actually, do you know what? I actually, and I've said this to you before, I love the whole thing about closing your rings. And when I don't close my rings on a day like today,
you're annoyed.
I get annoyed at myself. Yeah.
I'm already starting to feel that. So I have done a little bit of exercise already today. Mm. I've closed one and a half of my rings.
Mm.
I don't think I'm going to close my red ring today, which is the calorie burn.
Yes.
But I will definitely close my exercise ring today because I'm going to probably do some weights in a bit.
Where do you do your weights? At the gym? Or is it
gym,
have you got your home weights?
No, at the gym.
Right. And what are you doing?
I've got the mother of all periods at the moment.
God.
It is awful.
Oh, shit.
So I'm not going to swim and I want to do something that isn't particularly hardcore. But I think doing a few weights will, like stretching and that will probably help. What do I do? So I do leg presses. I do this really cool thing where you lie on the bench, you know, like where you'd bench press.
Yes.
But you put it across your groin area and you lift it up. So it's like a groin crunch.
A groin crunch.
I think that's what they're called anyway. My friend at work, Sophie, she put it together for me. She's big into weights and stuff.
Fitness.
So I do those. I do the old shoulder press.
Yeah.
I do the seated rower. Mm. I do some squats with dumbbells. I do some squat lunges. You name it, mate.
You're doing
I'm doing it.
Yeah. You are lunging, squatting and lifting all over the show when you go to that gym.
I'm a lunge, squat, lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing that I have got so into and sort of obsessed with is how much protein I eat every day. Honestly,
you cracked me up yesterday when you said
128 grams of protein.
Your comment was, you know, I'm all about the gains.
I said that as a joke. I did say that as a joke because, you know, now I'm all about the gains. I did say that as a joke, but I am obsessed with how much protein I eat.
All right, okay.
Like, my Fitness Pal, which is the calorie tracker that I use.
Yeah.
If I don't hit my protein goal, it's a bit like closing my rings. I get pissed off.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think you're going to be able to keep this level of hyperactivity up?
I hope so. I can only go on like how I feel every day, can't I? I don't want to think. I'm really trying. I don't think I've ever felt this motivated before. I don't think I've ever felt this like I want this to be forever before. There's always been a reason why I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Or it's like...
Well, yeah, there we go. I just felt we needed to address it because it needed addressing.
It needed addressing.
But yes, no, I'm actually very chuffed that you are... Chuffed. That's a great
chuffed.
Word. That you are, you know, really doing it. So well
Thank
done,
you.
Pats.
Ange, how lovely are the OneSkin products that we received?
I mean, they are divine.
Divine.
Yes. That is the only word I can use to describe them.
So we received the OS One, which was the moisturiser, which is lovely. And we also received the eye cream.
Yes.
All of them are refillable, which I think is very cool.
Their packaging is really beautiful, actually.
Isn't it?
Really
Imagine,
nice.
Imagine, like, the whole set on your bathroom cabinet.
Well, I mean, that's all I'd have.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know.
Darling, me too. That's all I'd have.
You know, the OneSkin. That's all I'm having now. OneSkin.
What have you... So, for me, the thing that I've loved most about it is... It's got a really quick absorption. So I wore it for the first time last Friday night. I was going out with some friends and under makeup, it really holds.
Really?
Like it's got such a lovely like grip to it, but it's not silicone-y. It really like sinks into the skin really nicely. The eye cream is really good. If you get like maybe dry around your eyes from concealer and stuff, obviously, as you know, Ange, good makeup starts with good skincare.
Absolutely.
And I would say OneSkin is excellent skincare.
It really is. So OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using the code FUNNY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FUNNY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
We had something sent in from Iced Ice Bakey.
Right.
We've had stuff sent in from her before.
Yes.
She sent us a very British problem that made her think of us.
VBP.
The old VBP.
Yeah.
Things British people simply have to mention when they see it, often prefixed with, oh, look. Here we go. Here's the list. Oh, look. Cow. Oh, look. Horse. Oh, look. Sheep or lambs. Dog, especially if it's a particularly large one. A big bee. A train. A rainbow. A helicopter. A plane. Heavy traffic on the other side of the motorway. The sea.
Why do we do that?
I don't know, but that list is
spot on. Yeah.
Nobody can drive past heavy traffic without going, oh, look, traffic. Traffic. Oh god.
And the fact that we just have cows everywhere but we still have to go, oh look, cow.
Yeah. It is. I saw another very funny British Problems.
Mm.
Things someone will say before they try to give you more work. What have you got on today? What are you working on at the minute? Can I borrow you for tea sex? How busy are you at the moment? How's your day looking? Oh, you're just the person I was after. You know when you get those Teams messages saying, how busy are you today?
Yeah.
You've got to say, snowed under, mate.
Yeah. You know, I was just wondering what sort of capacity you have.
None.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Jeff. I'm absolutely...
I'm at capacity.
Capacitied out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to find someone else to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also saw a VBP, which actually got me thinking. And it just says, I just hurt my neck while tilting my head back to eat a handful of grated cheese. What's your stupidest injury?
Oh.
And I, you see, the first thing that comes to mind, I don't know if it's stupid.
Yeah.
But I think I'm actually quite traumatised by it.
Oh.
Was when we did our Super Bowl stuff.
And you went over on
and
your
I
ankle.
Twisted and I did my ankle. Because I just remember being so, I was so desperate to beat you.
Yeah.
That I wasn't really thinking about what I was doing. No. And then bang, I'm over, I'm out. And then I'm like, you know, I'm screwed up for the whole rest of the like 48 hours we've got.
Shit.
And then since then, I've just had those stupid falls. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You've been a bit wobbly.
Yeah, I've got problems, I think.
You've got problems.
I think the problem I have is that my feet are not big enough to accommodate everything else above.
Right.
Mm. I think I need bigger feet and then I'd be all right.
And then you'd be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But without getting some sort of extra length on my feet, I think I'm just going to...
You're done.
I'm going to have to accept I am going to be falling over in my later years.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, yeah.
I did see one last very funny VBP.
Mm.
So it says, if someone tells me these things about a new person before I meet them, so they're a bit of a character,
mm-hmm.
they're fine once you get to know them. Honestly, just ignore them and don't take any notice. And then the last bit just says, I immediately feel absolutely knackered. And that is so true, isn't it? If you're gearing up to meet someone new and they go, oh, they're a bit of a character, you instantly go, oh God, I'm tired already.
Yeah. Do I have to meet them?
Jeepers.
Yeah.
Honestly, just ignore them. They just don't take any notice. You're like, oh.
Do you think anyone ever says that about us?
Oh, shit.
I think probably they do, actually.
Do you?
Mm.
They're a bit of a character.
They're a bit much. I think there'd be people, probably mainly James.
James? Oh, God. James would say all those three things about us without question.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else would, though.
I think they would.
No, I think it would just be James to all of his, like, you know, hoi polloi, high echelon friends. That he'd be like, honestly, just ignore them. They're fucking awful together. Just take the rest of them. He would say all of that about us.
He would. Yeah.
He'd be like, right, guys, my sisters are coming to this tonight.
Yeah. They're going to want to talk to you.
They're much more out there than me.
Yeah, quite loud. They're quite stupid. They're quite
silly. Just take note. If one of them will start talking about poo and find it absolutely hilarious. Please just take no notice of them. Just ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah. And just if it gets to the point where they're getting too much, please just walk away.
Or punch them in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
either or
fine.
Is absolutely fine with me. Yeah.
Yeah, James would say all of those things about. I don't think he'd say they're a bit of a character. I think that would be too nice.
Oh, yeah. No way.
I think he'd be like,
they're the most annoying people you will ever meet on this planet.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Just bear with them for the 5 to 10 minutes you'll have to, and then that's it. You'll never have to see them again.
Yeah, definitely. Angie, you ready? Have we got a
Le Bigotin?
That felt particularly silly this week. We've actually got two.
Le Bigotin.
First one,
mm.
I don't know if we've covered this before. We may have historically when we were chocolate bar heavy.
Right, yeah.
What's your favourite biscuit?
Right, this is actually... I can't believe this question has come up.
Shit.
This is happening a lot recently. I feel like someone is sort of living in my head.
I think this is Mercury in retrograde.
Are we not out of that shit yet?
Thursday.
For fuck's sake, I can't believe you know that. Thursday. Anyway, I had a cut of tea before I came on to do this record.
Right. Yeah.
And I was a bit peckish. And I thought, I'll have a biscuit, right? And we got these like quite nice sort of Fox's cookies that are like, you know, a bit of chocolate on the bottom. And I had one bite of it and I was like, no. I don't like biscuits. I've come to that conclusion. I don't like biscuits. Yeah. Yeah. And now someone's come in and asked me that question. Literally,
I don't like biscuits.
That is the conclusion.
You don't like a dark chocolate digestive.
Not really.
You used to fucking love those.
Yeah, but I think this is the thing, right? I just don't really enjoy a biscuit. Regardless of whether it's got chocolate on it or it's just it's just not something I would choose to eat. And when I thought, do you know what, I love it because it was quite a nice cookie. I thought, yeah, it's probably going to be really nice. And I literally bit into it. I thought, no, Angie, you don't like it. Stop forcing it down your throat.
Shit.
Yes. And that's literally, I'm talking
I don't know
this
what
was half
to
an hour
with
ago.
This. This is Mercury. I blame Mercury in retrograde. Well, can you try the same biscuit on Friday morning, please?
Oh, I mean, I can do, but I still won't like it because I don't believe in any of that shit anyway. So Mercury is not going to change this.
I feel like, right, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. This is it, bro.
What's your favourite then?
Oh, God, how do I pick one? I fucking
love
biscuits.
You've either got to pick just one or you can have like a top three.
Okay, top three would definitely be a dark chocolate digestive.
Right.
I could eat a whole packet.
Right, okay. Yeah.
They are so buttery. Mm. I love the dark chocolate. They're so Moorish.
So is that in third place? Or is that in first place?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really placing them. I'm just giving you three that
I love.
Okay,
fine. Okay, yeah. Okay, so
I love one of those. I love a dark chocolate ginger.
Right, yeah.
Tesco do an
dark
amazing
chocolate ginger biscuits.
Yeah, they Tesco Finest do an amazing dark chocolate stem ginger biscuit.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
They are incredible.
Mm.
And then my third would probably be a chocolate covered malted milk.
Right, okay, yeah. I know what you mean. Mm.
They would probably be my
a chocolate covered biscuit.
Yeah, I think a dark chocolate digestive would be my favourite.
Right, okay.
I think that would be my number one.
Do you know what I find a bit with digestives? And I found it a bit with this cookie earlier. It leaves a bit of a weird aftertaste in my mouth.
No, you're a prick. You're an absolute prick. Honestly, it's like, I don't like this chocolate. I don't like that chocolate. All I want is cheese and a glass of vino.
It is.
That'll keep me happy.
That is
just
true.
Somebody put a massive fuck off cheese board in front of me and a bottle of wine and I'm as happy as a pig and shit. No, I don't want that chocolate. Don't want that chocolate cake.
No,
Do you know what I find really weird though?
What?
That you love a cheesecake.
Yeah.
I find that so weird. Because a cheesecake is so, it's like biscuity, it's so creamy, it's pretty sweet.
No. See, that's where I think the thing is. I don't think they are. Because I think you've got like just...
I think you're wrong.
If you have like a cheesecake with a bit of a coulis on the top, that's where you get just a little hit of sweetness. But actually the cheesecake and the biscuit is actually not that sweet.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I think you're wrong.
And then the other big question we had is, what do you think is the best ending to a movie? Like, what's a movie that you've watched that's gone, oh my God, that's an incredible ending?
Oh gosh, flipping egg.
Titanic. Definitely. Do you know what? The film Titanic pissed me off.
Why?
Because it was, right, I know that they're saying that there was those two people on board, Rose and whatever Leo DiCaprio's name is. Yeah.
Rose and Leo. We'll just call them Rose and Leo.
Rose and Leo. Yeah. Anyway, at the end of the film, I felt like, so it's completely over-dramatized by those, like, for that, those two characters.
Of course.
And at the end of the film, nobody was crying about the injustice that people were like, we don't need to have lifeboats. This boat's never going to sink. They were crying because Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio had split up and that one of them had died. I feel like James Cameron in that film has been a bit of a prick.
Pats, it's a film.
Well, So Schindler's List, but they didn't dramatise that in that way, did they? They kept it to the real poignant...
No, but I think it's just
it's a joke.
It's a film.
It's a fucking
joke. Some people say film?
Well, that would be probably more the Irish when people would say film. I'm going to watch a film. I think we might have offended any Irish people that listen to us. No offence meant by that, in all honesty. It's fine that you say film. What's your favourite ending? Well, one of your favourite films is As Good As It Gets, and I think that's got quite a lovely ending.
Yeah, I would just, I mean, surely it's got to be just when it is a good, it's just a good, nice, rounded ending. Surely any of those kind, I hate it when you watch films and you're like, not sure about the ending. Like, has it ended?
Yeah.
What have I got to make of this? Investing that much time
to get to the end and be
and
like,
then go,
oh,
that was
God.
Shit. Yeah, no, that hell. That really pisses me off. I need to have a proper ending. Now, it can be, it could be a bad / sad ending.
Yeah, I'm not averse to that.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, yeah.
I find like sometimes if I'm quite emotional and I just want to have a good cry, you sort of think, okay, I'll put that on because I know that ends really bad and it can be my point of really kind of releasing.
Having a breakdown.
I could have a breakdown at the end of that
breakdown.
Film. You want a breakdown, love? So I don't mind. I'm not averse to.
She's not averse, guys.
I'm not averse to that.
She's not going to be turning it off and saying that was a sad ending I don't like.
Exactly. But on the whole, you're going to pick a good ending. You're going to pick a happy ending.
I think The Devil Wears Prada has got a great ending.
Yes, that has
really
got a great ending.
I love the ending of that film.
Yeah.
I got to the end of that film and I was like, that's a really good end.
Yeah, I mean, that is a cracking film.
Oh my God, such a good brilliant film.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman's got a good ending.
Yeah.
That's got a really...
Yeah. Jerry Maguire.
Oh,
Jerry
that has got...
fucking Maguire.
That has got an absolute stonking ending.
The ending of that film...
That?
It's like... You know that whole thing when he comes back into that room and she's just stood there. She's actually bent down behind the sofa. He's like, I'm looking for... I don't know what her name was now.
Yeah, but I know. Renée Zellweger's character.
I'm looking for Renée. Really? And then she just kind of comes up and then he just does this big spiel.
I know.
And then she says, shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
You had me
at hello.
Brilliant. Yes, brilliant. I'm in tears. I'm crying. I'm loving it. I'm totally invested. I love Tom. I think I want to be her. The world is good. That, my friends.
So would that be your film? Would that be the best ending for you?
I think it would be, actually.
It is a great film.
I love that film. I actually think in that film, that is Tom at his best.
His best. I 100% agree. And he looks the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's really fit in that film.
Yeah. He would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
he
questions.
Would. No questions about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I've got a tits for you.
Yeah. Now, when you sent me the prep and you were like, shitting tits, Patty to bring, I was like, hello, Pat, what is on your tits?
Right, this has been on my tits for a while, actually.
Right, okay, love that.
And it's partly down to a couple of times in my work, I've had to speak to people on the phone and this has been going on in the background. The thing that is getting on my shitting tits is people... that have the volume of their sat nav turned up.
while they're on a call?
Just in general.
Just in general?
If you're in the car with them, if you're on the phone to them, and all you hear is, the roundabout, turn right. in 500 yards at the roundabout, turn right. And you're on the phone, you're like, yeah, so if you could just, at the next junction, turn left, make a U-turn. Sorry, could you, yeah, sorry, that's my sat-nav. Yeah, I know it's your fucking sat-nav. You can see it. You don't need to have the sound on.
No, but I actually would be a sound on.
Oh my God, fuck off. You like her saying, in 500 yards, bear right. In 300 yards, bear right.
I don't.
At the next turning, bear fucking right. Fuck off.
I don't like her talking to me, but I do struggle with sat-navs.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you joking?
No,
anyone
I don't.
Who has their sat-nav volume up is a prick.
Well, that's
Marks
me.
Has hers at the highest volume. And if you're ever in the car with her, you'll just be sat like scrolling your phone. It makes me jump. In 200 yards, turn left.
Do you know what I also actually quite like about sat-nav?
Oh, no.
When they try and read out the road signs and they're always wrong.
Oh, well, my sat-nav doesn't do that. This must be in the Tesla.
Well, I don't know. It's just like on like your Waze or on your... It always like says, so like, I don't know, please turn down and say the road's, I don't know, Tribeca Road or something.
Right.
I've just come up with that. It'll go, please take the next left down, try Tribeca Road.
Well, I don't ever have the sound on, so no, I won't that's hear I mean. That.
It is quite entertaining.
It's not entertaining, Ange. If that is something, we're fucked on this podcast, because if you find that entertaining, guys, I think we should series 10 hang up our... Because if Ange is saying it's entertaining when the sat-nav gets the road name
yeah,
wrong...
Yeah, because then I then just start saying it like her.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. James is right. We're too much. We're too much. James is right. I've seen it with my own eyes now. When me, you and James do stuff together, I'm going to also be saying to James, yeah, Andrew's a bit much. She finds the way the sat-nav woman says road names entertaining, and then she copies it for about 3 days afterwards.
I do.
You're like Dad. If Dad says one thing that's funny, he repeats and repeats and repeats it.
Yeah. Well, I am Mel.
I honestly,
am absolutely Mel.
People having their sat-nav on loud. Right,
yeah, can you just...
Yes, I can. I can follow it. Because it's like a moving map. Welcome to the 21st... What are we in? 21st century? Is that what we are
now? Yeah. We're in the 21st. We're in the 21st, yeah.
Welcome to the 21st century. This is a sat-nav and it's like a moving map. And essentially,
no, but
you are moving along and you see these arrows, yeah? You see these arrows that tend to come off...
Do you not ever get confused?
Every now and again, yes. But not all the time. It's like it's a roundabout coming up. You're going off at the second exit. Okay, that's the first exit. That's the second exit. I don't need her to tell me 8 times. Take the next roundabout, take the second exit. At the next roundabout, take the second exit. Hey, Ruth, you know that roundabout's coming up. You're taking the second exit.
I think, right, this is a bit of an age thing. And
I think this is a poll. This is definitely a poll.
This is a poll thing.
If I didn't win Mercury in retrograde, if I don't win this, that's it. The podcast is done. You can find someone else to do it with you. You can do it with Mum and you can talk about how good it is to have your sat-nav volume up. Because if people don't agree with me on this, the world has gone mad, man. Absolutely freaking mad.
I actually think you're going to be surprised.
Are you kidding me?
No, I actually think a lot of people are going to be
God.
With me. I do, because I think you've got to think, right, predominantly our listeners are women, predominantly they're going to be around our sort of age, and I think it is a problem for...
Right, do you know this fitness thing I'm on? I'm jacking it in, I don't want to live longer. If this is the state of the world, let me off. Because if we are at the place where in 2024, where we have the most amazing sat-navs that show us junctions, that can tell us the next motorway junction and to stay in the far lane because you're not coming off it, and can do loads of different fandangle things, and we still need Sylvia going in 800 yards, take the second exit, we're fucked. We're screwed,
well,
man. Bring on driverless cars.
Fine, bring on a poll and let's see what the listeners think.
This is a poll.
This is a massive poll and
for
we
sure.
are climbing on it right
we
now.
We are climbing on this poll. So Thursday morning, yeah. Thank God Mercury in retrograde will be over because people might have some fucking sense back. Thursday morning, there will be a poll about people who have the sound up on their sat navs.
On their sat navs. Okay, fine. And let's just see.
That has put me. I need to go and do some weights to get rid of some of this pent up frustration.
Pent up, yeah. Anger and Angie.
Well, there we go. The end of another episode.
Brilliant.
All done. Brilliant one, Thank Pat. You so much, as always, for listening. There's loads of ways you can get in touch with Andrew and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Andrew's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Andrew and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.